This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he could still win the country's presidential election, but would respect the nation's decision if the race went to a runoff vote in 2 weeks. Speaking to supporters in Ankara, where he has given previous victory speeches during his 2 decades in power, Erdogan said the unofficial results from Sunday's election were still unclear, but claimed he was in the clear lead. Adding, quote, "We don't know yet if the elections ended in the first round. If our nation has chosen for a second round, that is also welcome." He said it early Monday, noting that votes from Turkish citizens living abroad still need to be tallied. Germany has pledged new military aid to Ukraine as it welcomed the Ukrainian president to Berlin on Sunday. VOA's Arash Abbasadi has more.
Sunday in Berlin, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with military honors in Zelensky's first visit since the start of the war. The meeting follows Germany's announcement Saturday of a new package of military aid nearly matching all previous aid to date. The German government pledged nearly $3 billion of new support, including anti-aircraft systems, ammunition, and its sought-after Leopard tanks. Arash Abbasadi, VOA News.
Calm returned to Gaza Sunday as a fragile ceasefire largely held, leaving Palestinians and Israelis to count the cost of 5 days of cross-border fire that killed dozens. The fighting broke out Tuesday with Israeli strikes on the Islamic Jihad militant group. It ceased late Saturday following days of truce talks led by Egypt. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Some 400,000 people were evacuated in Myanmar and low-lying neighboring Bangladesh ahead of one of the strongest storms to hit the region in years. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Storm surges whipped up by a powerful cyclone inundated the Myanmar port city of Sitwe on Sunday. Across Rakhine State and the northwest of the country, about 6 million people were already in need of humanitarian assistance. In Bangladesh, authorities moved around 300,000 people to safer areas before the storm hit. More than a million Rohingya refugees, half a million children among them, live in sprawling camps prone to flooding and landslides after having fled a military-led crackdown in Myanmar in 2017.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A new mobile app is allowing 1,000 would-be migrants per day to make an appointment to apply for asylum in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they're encouraging migrants to use the legal pathway toward entry, and that's helping to reduce the flood of migrants coming in at the southern border.
Approximately 50% drop.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We have to incentivize the use of the lawful pathways.
But Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says too many migrants are being allowed in without a hearing date.
Whether they have legitimate claims or not, they're released into our society, and then you have 5 million people without any legal status.
The Biden administration says it will penalize those who try to seek asylum without going through the proper channels. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 10 people killed and 3 injured in a racist attack at a Buffalo, New York supermarket 1 year ago were remembered in a memorial service. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A bell tolled 13 times for them, and their names were read outside Topps Supermarket, where victims' families and others, including Governor Kathy Hochul, who noted the anniversary fell on Mother's Day.
The cruel irony behind the fact that it is a day we celebrate a life that comes into this world making someone a mother is also a day we're here to think about those are no longer with us.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noted how the families pushed through the pain to get gun laws passed.
We couldn't do it until the families came down and looked those legislators in the eye.
Audio courtesy WKBW, the gunman pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.